أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون. الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى relates the announcement, the proclamation that will be made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servants. Ya ibadi, O my servants, la khawfun alaykum al-yawm, there is absolutely no fear upon you today, and that today is the day of Qiyamah. Wala antum tahzanun, and nor would you grieve. Khawf and fear generally is a condition that a human has for something that is in the future, some apprehension a person may have, and grief and sorrow is expressed over something of the past that has already taken place. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to His servants, and this is the announcement that Allah will make on the day of Qiyamah, that, O my servants, today there will be no khawf upon you with regards to your future. Your hisab, your kitab has all been done, and now your destiny is that of Jannat, so there is absolutely no khawf upon you. You spent your life in the world, you had spent it in my obedience, there were no disobedience, and if there was, you had made tawbah. So, wala antum tahzanun, today there will be no sorrow, there will be no grief upon you. Alladhina amanu bi ayatina وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Who are these servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Rabbul Izzat describes them with two qualities: those who have iman in our ayat, in our verses, and here obviously iman in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be of such a nature that it is complete and total, that one has total iman, that these are definitely the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat. These are definitely the words and the prescriptions of success, eternal success in the hereafter. وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. And the second quality is that they submitted and they were obedient to the commandments of Allah. They subdued their own nafs and desires to fulfill the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, internally also, externally also, in every form. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the two prescriptions, simple prescriptions. We bring iman that this is the kitab of Allah, that leave each verse, but each word is the word of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Each harf, each letter has been revealed by Allah, and in each one of this lies our success. So complete and total iman, and then the second part of it is to submit and subjugate ourselves to each and every command of Allah internally and externally. Udkhulul jannata antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun. You enter Jannah, you and your spouses. Tuhbarun, in total luxury, in total honor, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant, that whilst you were in the world, you had tried to obey the commandments of Allah, your spouses had encouraged you and made everything available for you, and the other way around, they tried to obey Allah and you had done the same. And then of course a person goes to a place of happiness, and if his spouse or his family is not found in the place of happiness, they will be concerned and worried, and that happiness will never be completed. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions both the spouses will enter Jannah in a state of extreme joy and a state of extreme honor. يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِصِحَافٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat very briefly mentions some of the ni'mats that Allah will grant a person in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صِحَاف, that will refer to platters or trays, مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ, of gold, will be passed around, وَأَكْوَابٍ, and cups or goblets, and if it is cups, then it will be without the handles, will be passed around to the people of Jannah. And in other ayats like in Surah Dahar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wildan, young boys will bring these around. Now obviously these platters will not be empty platters, platters made of gold, and these cups and goblets that will be made of gold that will be passed around. So Allah Rabbul Izzat just mentions the utensils that will be passed around, and one can then leave it to the imagination that will never be able to imagine what will be in it and how delicious whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala serves in these will be. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala merely mentions it. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat also shows that there is no worry and concern about preparation to prepare these meals or these drinks, no concern and no worry about earning it, working for it and striving for it. All of it will be found as a token and a gesture of goodwill from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because now a person becomes the guest of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the total and full honor to the people of Jannah. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنْفُسِ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ. And in it there will be whatever the hearts desire. Now one is in this world, there are many desires that we have, but we will never be able to fulfill all human desires that we have. There, whatever the desire is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it will be fulfilled. وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ. And whatever the eyes take delight in. The eyes take delight in other words, for such foods and such things in Jannah will be given that just to look at it will be sufficient for a person to be fulfilling his desire. But hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then leaves it to us again, that what would it taste be? That of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about. Wa antum fiha khalidun, and you will remain in it forever. And this is another great ni'mat of Allah, that a person has one fear of losing ni'mat. A person has the fear that today I am in luxury, tomorrow what will happen to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa antum fiha khalidun. Allah Himself will never expel you from this. No one can take you out from there. There can never be any invasions that some foreign army can come and take you away. And more important than that, your desire will also never be in your heart to leave from there. In other words, on both sides, Allah will keep you there forever and you will be happy to remain in it forever. وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is Jannat. This is Jannat, very brief description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Allati urithtumuha bima kuntum ta'malun. That Jannat that you will be made to inherit. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an inheritance. Other ayats of the Quran also, Allah speaks about Jannat being an inheritance for the people of Jannah, because Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was there in Jannat, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, like how you inherit from your parents, you inherit from others, like that you will go back to the original and bima kuntum ta'malun, because of what you had done, because of the work that you had done, the actions that you had carried out. And it is not the actions in itself, but it is the actions that earned the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that mercy and because of that mercy of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted it to you. So this shows two things. One is that we cannot sit back and think now that Allah is most merciful, so we don't have to work for Jannat. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that we must strive for Jannat. And the other is Allah is showing appreciation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, that because of your amal, you have attracted my mercy and I will grant you that mercy. لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرًا. In it, in Jannah, will be abundance of fruits. Now usually when we speak about the abundance of fruit, then one cannot imagine how much of food there would be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just mentions the fruit in abundance, so a person can understand the different kinds of fruit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person in Jannah. Minha ta'kulun, and from it you will be eating. In other words, whatever your heart desires, you will carry on eating, and you will carry on eating, and there will be no fear of any hisab and any kitab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask from the people of Jannah. So very briefly here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just gives us a glimpse of the ni'mats of Allah, that Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant a person in Jannah. So one is to put one's hope in the eternal bliss, and the other is to look at the qualities that will earn a person this. And very briefly again, Allah says, complete iman in this kitab, complete iman in the ayats and the verses of Allah, which means that a person will bring iman, and of course thereafter submit to the commandments of Allah, which means practice upon the entire deen of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.